Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up, it's a matter of patter and light with a little country western thrown in to boot. You get it? Like boot? Like cowboy boot? Yeah, okay, you get it. Moving on. At intermission, a really cool casting story from our friend Michael Mastrodi. Lights are dimming in our virtual lobby, and the orchestra is warming up for the overture, so please put your phone on silent and turn the screen light way, way down so we can't see your Facebook reflected off your face. Now, tonight we'll begin and end the show with an original vinyl recording of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Was the music of Jules Stein, the overture to the 1949 musical Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And now, patter songs from three very different musicals. Patter songs, which involve a fast tempo and lots of rhyming, have been a show tune staple since Gilbert and Sullivan. We'll start out with a whirlwind of wonders in Barnum's Museum Song by Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart.
Everything about my museum was spectacular, including the price. $1. Now that may seem a bit steep, but it was worth it. Look at what I gave him. Quite a lot of Roman terracotta. Living lava from the flanks of Etna. Statuary, ride a dromedary. See the temple tumble and the Red Sea part. McNamara's band, the fattest lady in the land. A pickled prehistoric hand, a strand of Pocahontas hair. Crow and Sue are going to be showing you some rowing through a model of the rapids on the Delaware. Armadillas, clever caterpillars. productions of the Cyclops, retina crystal blowing, automatic sewing, Venus on a shell, and other works of art. Educated fleas, a tribe of aborigines, two ladies join across her knees, a Mona Lisa made of ice. Hot and tots, we gotten in forgotten spots of cotton gin, and night we're lot in Sodom, better see that twice. One iguana, snakes, another fauna, got no bearded lady, but we're getting her. When you duck out, take another buck out, run around the block and see you, run around the block and see you, run around the block and see a new show start. Roman terracotta, living lava from the banks of Vetna. Statuary, ride a dromedary, see the temple tumble in the Red Sea pod. McNamara's band, the fattest lady in the land of pickled prehistoric hand, is fan of Pocahontas hair. Crow and Sue are going to be showing you some rowing through a model of the rapids on the Delaware. Armadillas, clever caterpillars, reproduction of the Cyclops, retina crystal blowing, automatic sewing, Venus on a shell, and other works of art. Educated fleas, a tribe of aborigines, two ladies join across, and needs a Mona Lisa made of ice. Hot and toss, we've gotten in, forgotten spots of cotton gin, and night we'll out in Sodom, better see that twice. One iguana, snakes, another fauna, got no bearded lady, but we're getting her. When you duck out, you take another buck out, run around the block and see you, run around the block and see you, run around the block and see a new show start.
Jim Dale promised more wonders than you can shake a stick at in the Museum Song from the 1980 musical Barnum. That recording was from our vinyl vault. The Museum Song is a classic approach to a patter song. It's a list of fabulous things. Now, our next number from Stephen Sondheim's 1970 musical Company is not so much a list as it is a nervous breakdown. It sounds like it's all over the place, but being Sondheim, it's very meticulously written.
Pardon me, is everybody here? Because if everybody's here, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate you going even more. I mean, you must have lots of better things to do, and not a word of it to Paul. Remember, Paul, you know the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not, because it wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. Thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. What's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I've ever heard of, which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly you realize he's saddled with a nut and want to kill me, which you should. Thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. Don't just stand there, I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Go, can't you go? Why is nobody listening? Goodbye, go and cry at another person's wake. If you're quick or a kick, you could pick up a christening. But please, on my knees, there's a human life at stake. Listen, everybody, I'm afraid you didn't hear it. Do you want to see a crazy lady fall apart in front of you? It isn't only Paul who'll be ruining his life. You know, we'll both of us be losing our identities. I tell him I'm an analyst about it, and he said to see him Monday, but on Monday he'll be floating in the Hudson with the other garbage. I'm not well, so I'm not getting married. You've been swell, but I'm not getting married. Clear the hall, because I'm not getting married. Thank you all, but I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
Bless this bride, totally insane, slipping down the drain. And bless this day in our hearts.
right before you all, so take me back again.
One more thing.
I'm not getting married. But I'm not getting married. See, I'm not getting married.
I'm
still I'm not getting married. I'm not afraid that we're not getting married.
Beth Howland had a very serious attack of cold feet in Getting Married Today from Stephen Sondheim's Company. By the way, if you're goofing around on YouTube, be sure to watch versions of the song by Madeline Kahn and Carol Burnett. And don't miss Heather Law's high-octane rendition where she sings it faster than should be humanly possible and still nails all the jokes. Patter is put to dark purposes in our next number from Ashman and Mencken's 1982 comedy horror musical, Little Shop of Horrors. This song is a duet with two different lines to follow. On one side, Seymour has a moral crisis about whether or not to feed Audrey's sadistic boyfriend to his man-eating plant. On the other side, a malfunctioning gas machine means trouble for Oren Scrivello, DDS.
Oh boy, Seymour, the things we're gonna do to your mouth. This is gonna be a pleasure. I'm gonna want some nitrous oxide for this one. In fact, I'm gonna use my special gas mask. Hold on, I'll be with you in a moment.
Now, do it now. While he's gassing himself to a palpable stupor, the timing's ideal and the moment is super to ready and fire and blow this away. Now, do it now. Just a flicker of pressure right here on the trigger, and Audrey won't have to put up with that pig for another day. Now, for the girl. Now, for the plant. Now, yes, I will. But I can't.
Sorry, Bob, I'm really flying. I'll just take this mask off now. And... Hey, it's stuck. The mask, it's stuck. Help me get it off, will you? Don't be fooled if I should giggle like a sappy, happy dope. It's just the gas. It's got me high. But don't let that fact deceive you. Any moment I could die. Though I giggle and I chortle, bear in mind I'm not immortal. Why this whole thing strikes me funny, I don't know. 'Cause it really is a rotten way to go.
What we have here is an ethical dilemma. Less I help him get the mask removed, he doesn't have a prayer. True, the gun was never fired, but the way events transpired, I can finish him with simple laissez-faire.
Don't be fooled if I should chuckle like hyenas in a zoo. It's just the gas. It turns me on. But don't let my mirth deceive you. Any moment I'll be gone. Vital signs are failing, 'cause the oxide I'm inhaling makes it difficult as hell to catch my breath. Are you dumb or hard of hearing? Are relieved my end is nearing? Are you satisfied? I laughed myself too.
Death.
Little Shop of Horrors started off-Broadway in 1982, then went off-Broadway in 1983. It was a huge hit, they made a movie out of it, but Little Shop didn't officially make it to Broadway for another 20 years. Lee Wilcoff was Seymour Krelborn, with Frank Lewis as Oren Scrivello. DDS. Now let's lighten up a little bit after that pattery death with a suite of songs about light, from The Light in the Piazza, Next to Normal, and Sunday in the Park with George.
Oh.
have somewhere, I have something I have never had. And sad is happy, that's all I see. The light in the piazza, the light in the piazza, it's rushing on. It's pouring out, it's flying through the air, all through the air. Who knows what you call it, but it's there, it is there. All I see is, all I want is tearing from inside. First of all, we need some light. You can't sit here in the dark and all alone. It's a sorry sight. It's just you and me. We'll live, you'll see.
After night, we'd sit and wait for the morning light. But we've waited far too long for all that's wrong to be made right.
Day after day, wishing all our cares away, trying to fight the things we feel, but some hurts never heal. Some ghosts are never gone, but we go on. We still go on, and you find some way to survive, and you find out you don't have to be happy at all to be happy you're alive. Day after day, give me clouds and rain and gray, give me pain if that's what's real, it's the price we pay.
We thought we knew the light will make it look brand new. So
let it shine.
order. Design. Composition. Tone. Form. Symmetry. Balance. More red. And a little more red. Blue, 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 even, even, good. Bum, 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 bum. More red. More blue. More beer. Color and light. There's only color and light. Yellow and white. Just blue and yellow and white. Look at the air, miss. See what I mean. No, look over there, miss. That's done with green. Conjoined with orange.
The less I wear, the more comfortable I feel. More rouge. George is very special. Maybe I am just not special enough for him. If my legs were longer, if my bust was smaller, if my hands were graceful, if my waist was thinner, if my hips were flatter, if my voice was warm, if I could concentrate, I'd be in the Follies, I'd be in the cabaret, gentlemen in tall silk hats and linen spats would wait with flowers. I could make them wait for hours. Giddy young aristocrats with fancy flats would drink my health and I would be as hard as and they'd only want me more if I was a Folly girl. Nah, I wouldn't like it much. Married men and stupid boys and too much smoke and all that noise and all that color and light.
Aren't you proper today, miss? Your parasol so properly cocked, your bustle so perfectly upright. And you, sir, your hat so black to you perhaps, so red to me.
None of the others worked at night.
So composed for a Sunday.
How do you work without the right, bright, white light? How do you fathom George?
Red, 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 orange, red, red, orange, orange. Pick up blue, pick up red, pick up orange from the blue, green, blue, green, blue, green. Circle on the violet diagonal, diagonal, no, yellow, comma, yellow, comma. Nom, 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 nom. Blue still sitting, red that perfume, blue all night, blue green the window shut, dot 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 sitting, dot dot waiting, dot dot getting fat, fat fat more yellow, dot dot waiting to go out, out, out. No no no, George, finish the hat, have to finish the hat first, hat 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 hat, it's hot in here. Sunday. Only color and
as
light.
If he sees you and he doesn't all at once.
Purple and white.
What's he thinking when he looks like that?
And red and purple
does
and white.
Does he see sometimes not even blinking?
Look at this glade, girls. Your cool blue sky.
His eyes so dark and shiny.
No, stay in the shade, girls. It's getting hot.
Something cold and black.
It's getting orange.
But it's warm inside his eyes.
Hotter.
And it's soft inside his eyes. And he burns you with his eyes.
Look at her looking.
And you're studied like the light.
Forever with that mirror. What does she see?
And you look inside the eyes.
The pink lips, the
red cheeks.
And you catch him here and there.
Wide eyes studying the round face, the tiny cups, in all the parts and none of the whole.
So you want him even more.
And the way she catches my
eyes.
And the color of her hair. I could look at her forever.
Aren't you going to clean up?
Why?
The Follies, George.
I have to finish the hat. Damn. The Follies. Will she yell or stay silent? Go without me or sulk in the corner? Will she be in the bed when the hat and the grass and the parasol have finally found their way? Too green? Do I care? Too blue? Yes. Too soft? What should I do?
Patinkin and Bernadette Peters were obsessive artist George and his long-suffering girlfriend Dot in Color and Light from Sondheim's 1984 musical Sunday in the Park with George. Before that, Alice Ripley, Aaron Tveit, Jennifer Damiano, and the cast of Next to Normal sang Light with music by Tom Kitt and lyrics by Brian Yorkey. Next to Normal won a Pulitzer in 2010. We started out our light suite with Kelly O'Hara as the innocent American tourist Clara in Adam Gettle's 2005 musical, The Light in the Piazza. Speaking of lights, they're coming up now in our virtual house, so it's time for intermission, where you can rifle through your copy of Backstage magazine and try to line up your auditions for the week. Before you do that, though, you might want to listen to our friend Michael Mastrodi. Michael's done a lot of work on both sides of the casting table, and one of his gigs was working in casting for the Gateway Playhouse in Long Island, New York, and I asked him if he'd seen any particularly memorable auditions.
So back during my casting associate days with the Gateway Playhouse, we were doing West Side Story, and we were doing original choreography, and there's the director at the time, his name is Stephen Nakamy, and he's working on She Loves Me Now, and so it was really exciting. It was kind of at the beginning of his directorial career, and so it was nice to kind of watch this young man kind of grow, and now he's really, really successful in the business. So he and I were sitting there, and I'm sitting there with Robin Allen, who was the casting director for the theater and one of the owners of the theater at that time. And it was an open call for the dancers, for the Jet Girls and the Shark Girls. And now they don't have like massive parts within West Side Story, but like they have to be really powerful young women. Like they really have to represent the women of that musical really well and really kind of do it very succinctly so that it's very powerful and impactful because they're not featured as well as they could be. So in walks into this open call is a woman named Minerva, and I'll never forget her. I'll never forget what she looked like. Now, Minerva was 78 years old. The parts she was auditioning for were girls in there that were supposed to look 16, 17 years old. So she had found an open call notice for us in Backstage. Backstage is a newspaper where I don't know if people pick up the newspaper anymore because you can read it online. But back then there was the newspaper version of Backstage, and you post your audition notices in there, and that's how people found out about your open calls in New York City. And so you post in there, and then literally anybody that finds this notice can show up to your audition. They have a right. They have their 5 minutes of fame where you are giving them the opportunity to stand in front of you and be who they are and see if you want to cast them in your show. And so Minerva comes in to audition for one of the Shark Girls or the Jet Girls. And, you know, at first you kind of chuckle, and then you look through her resume, and she was living in a local senior care home, and And she had some acting experience that was really interesting. It was a lot of hospital care videos. Like, she must have been like a patient featured in some of their videos. And so, she, you know, you kind of look at her and you kind of think, we kind of had to look at each other and say, well, what do we want to do here? Do we want to go and tell her, you know, this really isn't for you, and, you know, don't waste our time, don't waste your time. But she was just so thrilled to be there. She was just so excited to be there and to emote and to dance and to sing and to do all the, go through all the paces that all the other young women had to go through. Now, she couldn't keep up, you know, she couldn't do two steps from the other, but it was really, it was remarkable to see how much she cared and how much she just enjoyed being there. And in credit to Steven, the director, who really, it was his way, it was his choice to say, you know, no, let her be here. Let her enjoy this. Let her, you know, go through these paces, and we'll be respectful of her. And it was really kind of a lovely experience in the end for all of us. And, you know, of course, we didn't keep her, and she didn't get the call back, but we sent her on her way, and she had a really great day.
You go, Minerva. And see, that's something to realize. The casting directors are there to appraise your work, but they want to like you. And Michael has some advice for you hopefuls out there.
Referencing the story about Minerva, the one thing that I actually always say to people that I learned from casting was to show up. You have to show up, because there's so many opportunities to walk around in the city and in media, and you see television shows and pictures for Broadway shows, and now with social media, you see these opportunities that are out there that you, as an actor, that you may not be participating in. And you go, I could do that. I could be that Broadway star. I could be starring in this musical. I could be that third person from the left. And you could just say that about any level of theater, like whether it's Broadway levels or whether it's, you know, even your local community theater. You always go to the theater and you leave with an opinion. And especially as an actor, you leave with an opinion going, if I were doing that, this is the choice that I would have maybe made, or things like that. But what's funny is about being in the business is you have those opinions, but then so many people don't show up. So we have open calls. There are open calls for everything, for Broadway shows, for local community theater shows. There are open calls. So you, if you're an actor and you love doing this and you feel it's a part of you that you need to express and you feel like you actually can get in the game, go. Show up to these auditions and show up over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because it's really that important.
So there you go. Be like Minerva. Show up. Lights are flickering now in our virtual lobby, so it's time to say goodbye to Michael. Thanks for hanging out and for the story and the advice. Let's head in for Act Two. Up next, two hot shows, and one so new we'll have to make do. There isn't even a cast album yet. First, School of Rock, schooling sold-out houses at this very moment. We'll hear the big Battle of the Bands number from that show, featuring elementary school students as the band. And after that, everybody's buzzing about Bright Star, Edie Brickell and Steve Martin's bluegrass musical. People are raving about the music, but it is nowhere to be found other than on the production company's YouTube channel. We'll hear one short and sweet number from that show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the School of Rock!
Hi, we are the School of Rock, and this song was written by our lead guitarist. Baby, we was ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence Ortiz! Now, this is my final exam. Y'all know who I am. I may not be that perfect son, but y'all be rocking when I'm done. Zach Mooney, have everyone!
Carmen Cusack singing Sun's Gonna Shine from Bright Star, running and stunning right now, along with School of Rock. That show gave us Teacher's Pet, with music by Andrew Lloyd Webber and lyrics by Glenn Slater. Now, Bright Star isn't the first Broadway show with a country feel. We're about to hear two more songs with a twang: Backwoods Barbie from Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, and Sidestep from The Best Little House in Texas. It's a great show, y'all, even if I can't say the title on the radio.
I've always been misunderstood because of how I look. Don't judge me by the cover, 'cause I'm a real good book. So read into it what you will, but see me as I am. The way I look is just a country girl's idea of glam. I grew up poor and ragged, just a simple country girl. I wanted to be pretty more than anything in the world. Like Barbie are the models in the Frederick's catalog. From rags to wishes in my dreams, I could have it all. Barbie, too much makeup, too much hair. Don't be fooled by thinking that the goods are not on there. Don't let these false eyelashes lead you to believe to prove my worth. 'Cause even backwoods Barbies get their feelings hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, His Excellency, the Governor of Texas!
Friends, I want to thank you for that warm and sincere Christian welcome.
Gentlemen, you may ask your questions now.
What about the chicken ranch, Governor?
Fellow Texans, I'm proudly standing here to humbly say, I assure you, and I mean it, now who says I don't speak out as plain as day? And fellow Texans, I'm for progress. And the flag, long may it fly. I'm a poor boy, come to greatness. So it follows that I cannot tell a lie.
What the hell did he say?
Mercy don't.
Ooh, I love to dance the little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I love to sweep around wide step. Cut a little swath and lead the people on.
Governor, how do you account for the current high rate of unemployment in our state?
Nothing unusual about it. Oh, well, it's just the natural law of economics. Now, the real cause of this unemployment thing is that people are out of work.
Governor, are you taking action against the chicken ranch?
Now, my good friends, it behooves me to be solemn and declare I'm for goodness and for profit and for living clean and saying daily prayer. And now, my good friends, oh, you can sleep nights. I'll continue to stand tall. You can trust me, for I promise I shall keep a watchful eye upon y'all.
This is all going over my head.
You and Will Chamberlain.
Ooh, I love to dance the little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I love to sweep around wide step. Cut a little swath and lead the people on.
Governor, why has the chicken ranch operation been ignored so long?
Beg pardon?
Sir, is it true that organized crime may be involved?
There's some acoustic problems in here.
Aren't you worried about possible payoffs and crimes out there?
Governor, what are you prepared to do about Miss Mona and the chicken ranch?
Now, Miss Mona, I don't know her, though I've heard the name. Oh, yes. But of course I've no close contact. So what she is doing, I can only guess. But oh, Miss Mona, she's a blemish on the face of that good town. I am taking certain steps here. Someone somewhere's gonna have to close her down.
Melvin Thorpe has done it once again. He's shown his lights, and now we see.
Melvin Thorpe has done it once again.
Jay Garner's governor took himself a little sidestep in that number from Carol Hall's The Best Little House in Texas. That recording was from our vinyl vault. And before that, Megan Hilty took over the role of backwoods Barbie Dora Lee from composer Dolly Parton in that number from her 2009 musical adaptation of 9 to 5. Don't judge a book by its cover, y'all. Be nice. It's time now for our 11 o'clock number, and this week it belongs to Carrie Butler and her performance of Fly, Fly Away from the 2001 musical Catch Me If You Can.
When I was a child, my eyes were clear. I saw the good side, but that's the kind of second sight that doesn't last too long. When I was lost, I heard a voice that brought me healing. That's the kind of special hope he brought me with his song. People only saw the doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, but he was just a lonely little boy to me. His sweet and gentle touch, he sure unlocked my soul. So in return, I surely want to help to set him free. Yet now I wanna see him fly, fly. I'll be your alibi, my baby. Fly, fly, fly away. We didn't get to say goodbye.
To tell.
Carrie Butler's Brenda hopes that her boyfriend, con man Frank Jr., will fly back home to her someday. That was Fly, Fly Away from Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman's Catch Me If You Can. And now we'll end our show the way we began, with Jewel Stein and Leo Robbins' Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. From our vinyl vault, here's the title track finale and Keeping Cool with Coolidge.
Don't you understand that I've been true to you, but I'm in demand because gentlemen prefer blondes like me.
But what am I to do if they keep on preferring you?
They buy me champagne because they say that they admire my brain. Gentlemen prefer blondes like me.
Do they discuss romance or is the subject high finance?
They take me out dancing. Cross my heart, I wasn't in the mood. But after all, when they call, I just couldn't be rude.
Well, baby, I'm resigned to having you for life, but no peace of mind, because gentlemen prefer blondes. But the only blonde that I prefer is you.
What is this? Why, kids, you're acting like a bunch of dying ducks. Let's get with it.
Wake up, get hot, get the lead out of your you-know-what. Let's show our president we're glad he's the White House resident. Step on the gas and step to a rhythm that's classy. Hey, hey, this is the way we're keeping cool with cooling. Be up to date and pass off a rhythm that's passe. Shake a leg, everything is hotsy-totsy, even if they break a leg. Who cares? Mama loves jazz, Papa loves jazz, razzama, razzama, razzamatazz. What a relief you get when the rhythm has gotcha. Hotcha, hail to the chief, we're keeping cool with Coolidge. He's our pal, keep cool with Cal.
Young folks, old folks, shake a leg.
Carol Channing, Jack McCauley, and Yvonne Adair brought us the finale to the 1949 musical Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, the house lights come up, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Hear all our episodes online at interlochenpublicradio.org. Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. Many thanks to our friend Michael Mastrodi for the audition story. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.